in a number of valleys, that's been relatively painless because the infrastructure costs are not as high, or because there's a higher volume of water and a much larger number of users within the particular valley to spread those infrastructure costs across.
The member for Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, says a land claim over the Armidale Courthouse has been denied after a lengthy assessment process. Mr Marshall says he doesn't know why the claim was denied, but there's now a four-month window for the New South Wales Land Council to appeal the decision through the courts. A land claim over a public building in Newcastle has only this year been finalised after being lodged in 2011. Mr Marshall admits the matter could drag on for years, but he hopes it doesn't.
The old courthouse building in Armidale is the oldest public building remaining in Armidale. It has community and historical significance. It has very little commercial value and very little commercial significance. So I just hope now that this application has been refused that that is the end of the matter and we don't see the issue being dragged out through the courts.
The New South Wales Farmers Association is calling on the federal government to bed down the route for the inland rail line. The route the Brisbane to Melbourne freight line will take has been locked in for the state's north, but a group of councils in the state's south is pushing